Such a rich store of myths enfolds Paul Muad'Dib, the Bentat emperor, and his sister Alia, it is difficult to see the real persons behind these veils. But there were, after all, a man born Paul Atreides and a woman born Alia. Their flesh was subject to space and time, and even though their oracular powers placed them beyond the usual limits of time and space, they came from human stock. They experienced real events which left real traces upon a real universe. To understand them, it must be seen that their catastrophe was the catastrophe of all mankind. This work is dedicated then not to Muad'Dib or his sister, but to their heirs, to all of us. Dedication in the Muad'Dib Concordance as copied from the Tabla Memoriam of the Mahdi Spirit Cult. Muad'Dib's imperial reign generated more historians than any other era in human history. Most of them argued a particular viewpoint, jealous and sectarian, but it says something about the peculiar impact of this man that he aroused such passions on so many diverse worlds. Of course, he contained the ingredients of history, ideal and idealized. This man, born Paul Atreides in an ancient great family, received the deep Pranabindu training from the Lady Jessica, his Bene Gesserit mother, and had, through this, a superb control over muscles and nerves. But more than that, he was a Mentat, an intellect whose capacities surpassed those of the religiously proscribed mechanical computers used by the ancients. Above all else, Muad'Dib was the Kwisatz Haderach, which the sisterhood's breeding program had sought across thousands of generations. The Kwisatz Haderach, then, the one who could be many places at once, this prophet, this man through whom the Bene Gesserit hoped to control human destiny, this man became Emperor Muad'Dib and executed a marriage of convenience with a daughter of the Padishah Emperor he had defeated. Think on the paradox, the failure implicit in this moment, for you surely have read other histories and know the surface facts. Muad'Dib's wild Fremen did indeed overwhelm the Padishah Shaddam IV. They toppled the Sadukar legions, the allied forces of the great houses, the Harkonnen armies, and the mercenaries bought with money voted in the Lansrat. He brought the Spacing Guild to its knees and placed his own sister Alia on the religious throne the Bene Gesserit had thought their own. He did all these things, and more. Muad'Dib's Kizerat missionaries carried their religious war across space in a jihad whose major impetus endured only 12 standard years, but in that time, religious colonialism brought all but a fraction of the human universe under one rule. He did this because capture of Arrakis, that planet known more often as Dune, gave him a monopoly over the ultimate coin of the realm, the geriatric spice mélange, the poison that gave life. Here was another ingredient of ideal history, a material whose psychic chemistry unraveled time. Without mélange, the sisterhood's reverend mothers could not perform their feats of observation and human control. Without mélange, the guild's steersmen could not navigate across space. Without mélange, billions upon billions of imperial citizens would die of addictive withdrawal. Without mélange, Paul Muad'Dib could not prophesy. We know this moment of supreme power contained failure. There can be only one answer: that completely accurate and total prediction is lethal. Other histories say Muad'Dib was defeated by obvious plotters, the Guild, the Sisterhood, and the scientific amoralists of the Bene Tlelaks with their face dancer disguises. Other histories point out the spies in Muad'Dib's household. They make much of the Dune Tarot, which clouded Muad'Dib's powers of prophecy. Some show how Muad'Dib was made to accept the services of a Gola, the flesh brought back from the dead and trained to destroy him. But certainly they must know this Gola was Duncan Idaho, the Atreides lieutenant who perished saving the life of the young Paul. Yet they delineate the Kizerat Cabal, guided by Korba the panegyrist. They take us step by step through Korba's plan to make a martyr of Muad'Dib and place the blame on Cheney, the Fremen concubine. How can any of this explain the facts as history has revealed them? They cannot. Only through the lethal nature of prophecy can we understand the failure of such enormous and far-seeing power. Hopefully, other historians will learn something from this revelation. Analysis of History, Muad'Dib, by Bronso of Aix.